Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Well, hello, everybody. It is Coach Betty live here in Novato, California, and Chris is back east in Rhode Island covering the boards for us. There he is. And I have got such a special show for you today. I'm so excited about it. I've got Rachel Braun Sherrill, who is the president of Sempre Laboratories, on for the entire hour today. We're going to be taking your calls in the last segment of the show. And Sempre Laboratories produces this amazing product called Zestra. It's natural botanical oils that have been clinically proven to increase desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction for women. So I am really excited about talking to her about what they've learned, and we'll be going there in just a minute. So as you know, this show is about living an organic and orgasmic life. I am thrilled that I have done the research and the soul searching to come up with my own personal blessing in this arena. And it is to help women rediscover their beauty and sexuality from the inside out, so that every single time they look in the mirror, they fall in love with themselves. So, you know, just remember the last time you felt beautiful and sexual, what kind of confidence and courage did you have when you were moving forward in your life? That's really what it's all about. It's about us rebalancing the planet with women stepping up and taking charge and doing it with an appreciation of men at the same time. So I'm up to some big stuff here that I feel like is world-changing work. And that's why I am excited to have Rachel Braun Sherrill on the show today. So welcome to the show, Rachel.
Thank you so much, Coach Betty. I'm delighted to be back speaking with you.
Yes, I have interviewed Rachel a couple times in the past, so I already know how much information she has and what a great interview she is. So Rachel she's a seasoned executive. She's been around doing incredible work, driving growth through innovation for 20 years. And now she's taking all of that success to the area of health products and services for women. Rachel and her business partner, Mary Wallace Yench, head up a company called Sempre Laboratories that is by women, for women, and dedicated to the idea that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. So woohoo for that. And 2008 is when they started this company, and so they have been doing a tremendous amount of research and focus groups, and they've learned an awful lot about women and women's sexual satisfaction. We're going to be getting into all that in the next hour. But let's open up this conversation, Rachel, with why is it important for us to be talking about this right now?
One of the things that's happened over the last several years, mainly with the advent of Viagra and Levitra and Cialis, is that there's been a tremendous amount of conversation about male sexual satisfaction. And what that does, as wonderful as that is male sexual satisfaction is so different than female sexual satisfaction, which is so much more complex, that starting a conversation with the man is only part of the story. And I think part of the reason that this has become so much more important is as Viagra becomes part of the regular nomenclature, women are looking around and saying, you know, what about me? 43% of women have some sort of sexual concerns or difficulties in the course of their lives caused by any number of things. It could be stress. It could be side effects from particular medications, the results of treatment for an illness. So this is something that affects lots and lots of women, sometimes on a daily basis.
Yeah, so I love it that you just said that, because, you know, sometimes we feel so alone in, oh my God, I'm not having an orgasm, or I don't have good sex. But you're not alone. 43% of women are having some kind of concern and difficulty. So I'm hoping that that helps to normalize this. And I think it's a great point in why we should be having this conversation and really taking a look at this. So you talked about it being complex, women's sexual satisfaction being complex. Can you say a little bit more about why that is?
Yes, at the risk of oversimplifying male sexual satisfaction versus female, but just as comparison, when you look at the male anatomy, it basically works like a hydraulic pump, and when you pump blood into the hydraulic pump, it obviously enlarges and the system is ready to go. For women, female sexual response is emotional, it's physiological, it's psychological, it's behavioral, it has to do with the context in which they're in. So there are so many more elements that have an impact on whether or not a woman is interested in a sexual experience, and importantly, how she experiences it and how she enjoys it. Now, one of the examples, and I'm sure I've used this with you before, Coach Betty, but it always seems to make the point clear, when you think of female sexual response, the analogy we like to use is it's like a bus ride. Some women don't want to get on the bus. That's lack of desire. Some women get on the bus and, quite honestly, don't enjoy the ride. It's too fast or it's too slow or they've traveled that route before. That's lack of arousal. And some women never get to their ultimate destination, which is lack of orgasm. And as most women know, or anyone who's spoken to a woman probably knows, when those three pieces aren't working together, she is not running back to get on the bus the next time it leaves the station.
Yeah. And there's this recent research, I believe it's out of Indiana University, about the orgasm gap. I think that's your phrase for it. But explain exactly what that is.
Well, they did some recent research that says that when you ask men how often their partners experienced orgasm, their female partners experienced orgasm, they said 85 or 86%. When you ask the same women, the women who are in relationships with these men, you know, how often in these experiences did you have an orgasm, about 61% said yes. So either the women are doing a lot of faking, or the men aren't sensitive to their nuances, but there's a 25% gap between what the men think their partners are experiencing and what the women report they're actually experiencing. So we've called that the orgasm gap, and it's the difference between the gap between perception and reality.
Yeah, and it's really kind of stunning when you think about it, but not surprising when you really have conversations with women about their sexual satisfaction. You know, I know with my client base, it's really very pervasive that women are just not that happy. So that's what I'm excited about this show, to be able to, you know, talk about Zestra later on in the show, as well as a program that I'm putting together that can really help you take stock of your own sexual satisfaction. Because why is it important for women to have sexual satisfaction? How would you answer that question, Rachel?
Well, there are some basic reasons. Obviously, it makes her feel good. It helps her be connected to her partner. But there's actually research that says a more frequent, more satisfying sex life helps women not only look better, but feel better and live longer. And it's not surprising, because it's so connected to your emotional health and your physical connection with your partner. But there's actually real research that now is coming out and says, you know, to simplify it quite a bit, that sex is good for you. And in no way are we promoting promiscuity or multiple partners, but for women in a committed relationship, this is an important part of their relationship. And many women, unfortunately, aren't even aware that there are options for them. So whatever, there are plenty of women who are very, very happy, and that's wonderful. And there are a whole bunches of women, if you said, you know, I'm generally happy, but my body takes longer to respond, or I feel like my mind is wandering, any number of things, so they wind up having sex a whole lot less frequently. So it impacts their connection to their own sexuality, to themselves, and, you know, certainly to their partner.
Yeah, and I have, if you've been listening to this show, I have been presenting all kinds of whoa baby statistics about the benefits of sex and the benefits of orgasm. My goodness, orgasms were used as a medical treatment dating back to the 1850s when it was first documented. And so it can raise your self-esteem. And I think that that's pretty obvious when you think about, again, as I said at the top of the show, when you're feeling beautiful and sexual as a woman, I mean, you got the world by the tail.
And the question is really, which comes first? Do you feel beautiful so you want to be involved in an intimate relationship, or are you involved in an intimate relationship and so then you feel beautiful? From our standpoint, it doesn't matter where you start necessarily, but the act of being actively involved and stimulated and engaged in a satisfying sex life will have benefits on both of those.
And do you find that it is also true for women that may use your products for masturbation when they don't even have a partner?
Absolutely. We get calls and letters all the time from women in all stages of life and kinds of situations. And there are many healthcare professionals who, if they're recommending Zestra to a patient or any other product, they say, the expression they use is, test drive it on yourself first, before you bring it into an intimate situation. So for some women, that's the way they first experiment to see if they want to bring it in to the intimate relationship. And there's plenty of women who use it consistently that way, as well as in the context of a partner relationship.
Great, great. So, and you can discover that inner sexuality and feel that orgasmic nature, as I would call it, on your own, as well as with a partner. Then then, as you were just pointing out, it gets enhanced when you are actually in relationship with a partner as well. Okay, well, we've got so much more to talk about with Rachel, but I want to announce right now that we've got some special giveaways here. Rachel has generously offered to give away a 2-pack of Zestra and enter you in a pool for the New York Romantic Weekend Contest, which is happening around Valentine's Day. And so if you want to call in with a question or email Chris, Chris, at WBLQ.net. The phone number to call in is 800-930-2819. You will be able to receive one of these great giveaways. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Coach Betty live in conversation with Rachel Braun-Sherrill, and we are talking about the importance of women's sexual satisfaction and women really taking stock of how that's working for them in their lives, because it can really have a huge impact in the world. So we mentioned a couple of different giveaways right before the break, and please keep them in mind. We have got a number, 1-800-930-2819. And if you call in or write in to Chris with a question, you will receive a 2-pack. And Rachel, why don't you just take a minute to explain exactly what that is?
Okay, so when we say 2-pack, what we like to say is 2-occasion. So you'll get a very discreetly packaged packet of Zestra with all the instructions that you need, although it's quite simple, with 2 packets in there for you to try. We'll also enter you into a drawing for a Zestra Romance Pack, which is a 6-pack of Zestra. I don't mean to sound like beer. A 6-occasion experience of Zestra with a delicious candle and a travel pouch. So we'll enter you to have 3 lucky winners there. And we also, Coach Betty had mentioned a Romance Weekend in New York. On Monday, we're going to launch an I'll Have What She's Having video contest where people could upload their fun recreation of the scene from When Harry Met Sally. And the winner of that gets a romantic weekend in New York with a $1,000 travel stipend, free hotel, hair and makeup, Broadway shows, buggy ride, all kinds of fabulous things to put some romance back in the relationship. And then finally, anyone who's listening and goes to our website, www.zestra.com, and goes to the buy page, if you put in the letter Z, 5, free, F-R-E-E, only available to Coach Betty listeners, you'll get $5 off your purchase.
All right. Wow. So that has to be pretty tempting for all of you out there. So, again, the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Okay. So let's get into talking about the sexual satisfaction and the multidimensional process that it is for women. You know, that's the physiological, the emotional, the contextual, and social component of all of it. So what are women saying about how all of these affect their sexual satisfaction?
Well, it's interesting. It depends on the woman and it depends on the context. You know, that's always the answer. It's individual. But just to give some examples. So what we hear from women on a very regular basis is, I have trouble turning my mind off from the activities of my day to switch into a romance gear. I'm thinking about the laundry, or I'm thinking about the kids, or I'm thinking about the things that I haven't done or the bills to be paid, and they find that their minds are racing. So often their minds aren't there in the moment. From a physical standpoint, as I mentioned, there's so many different things that could change a woman's desire, from very simply stress to the side effects of medication, antidepressants, the SSRIs, lowered libido from oral birth control pills, which is pretty interesting. You're taking oral birth control to reduce the risk of pregnancy, but it lowers your libido. The results of cancer treatment, the side effects of any number of very common health conditions like obesity, diabetes, MS, all those things have an impact on a woman's physical response. as well as hormonal changes, either post-pregnancy or hormones. So her mind could be racing, her body could be responding differently, the context might not be set up appropriately. You know, every woman probably wants a little bit of romance and separation from, you know, the dailiness, the routine of her regular life. So sometimes the context makes sense. Sometimes she's mad at her partner. It's all these things. And I'm sure any woman who's listening has experienced one or more of them, sometimes all of them at the same time, which has an impact not only on their physical response, but on their emotional desire.
Yeah, well, I am 100% on the exact same page with you in that what I do in a 5-part teleseminar that I am starting in March is step number one. It's a 5-step process, and step number one is about pausing and what I say, getting off the hamster wheel and checking in with your body, because we know women are multidimensional, multitasking creatures, and it is difficult for us to learn to become really, really present. So if we get them to pause and start checking in with themselves, and then we add in this beautiful product of Zestra, which is, again, natural botanical essential oils, how does Zestra actually work?
So the thought process behind Zestra is really that the lack of response has to do to some sort of change in sensitivity. So basically there are two botanical oils and two botanical extracts in Zestra. So all the active ingredients are natural. All those ingredients have been used for many, many years in ingestible products and in nutritional supplements and things like this. And Zestra is applied topically to the outer lips of the woman's vagina, either by her or by her partner, just a couple of minutes before any kind of intimacy. And what happens is it essentially increases her sensitivity to touch so that she feels things more quickly, more deeply, more intensely, maybe longer, maybe stronger, but all those things, so the actual sensations she has are more elevated.
So it feels like if those sensations would kind of help pull a woman out of her head and into her body. Is that accurate?
That's 100% right, because, you know, the old adage goes, men want to fix the relationship by having sex and women want to fix the relationship to have sex. You know, and there is some truth to that, but what we've seen, what some of the research has seen and what we've certainly seen with Zestra is because it causes such an immediate reaction in your body, it sometimes has an impact on getting your mind in the game. So, wow, I'm feeling something. And then rather than starting with your head and working down, you start with your, you know, with your private parts and you move up to your head. And that enables you sometimes to get into the experience even if your head wasn't in the game from the beginning. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And we can all use a little help every once in a while. What they've discovered about the brain is that, you know, the connection between a woman's left and right brain is much larger than a man's, which allows us to move back and forth rapidly, which is a good thing. But unfortunately, that's one of the reasons why we're always multitasking and in our heads all the time. So, and yeah. I shouldn't say all the time, because what we're trying to do is really pull you down into your body. So what I would throw out there in addition to all of this is whatever gets you down into your body, whether it's dancing, exercising, moving, meditating, checking in and feeling what's going on there, and then adding something like Zestra to it, you know, now we are really beginning to feel those sensations of, I guess, what I would, you know, what you're terming the desire arousal place.
Yep.
So what do we know about what happens when a woman is fulfilled sexually? What do we know about that?
It's a very interesting question. One of the fascinating things that we've learned over the course of working not just on Zestra for the past couple of years, but over a 20-plus year career working on every woman's product, essentially from the top of a woman's head to the tip of her toes, is that obviously each woman is individual, but what she brings to the experience, what she, her frame of reference, on a lot of the language around sex has been developed by the male marketplace. So if you listen to ads for Viagra, they say things like enlargement and four-hour erection and very much around performance. Women don't really have their own language for sexual satisfaction. And what was striking when we were doing the research is when we would say to women, what is sexual satisfaction? A lot of them didn't have the same answer or an answer at all. Sometimes we got, well, it's intimacy, well, it's connection, well, it's an orgasm. If you asked 100 men the same question, you would likely get much more consistent answers. So part of the challenge for women is they don't have a vocabulary around sexual satisfaction because no one's speaking that language. Their doctors aren't talking to them about it. We've seen research that says that only 3 to 5% of obstetricians and gynecologists are even talking to their patients about sexual satisfaction. They talk about menopause, they talk about birth control, they talk about sexual health, they talk about disease prevention, but they don't talk about sexual satisfaction. And what we found, which I don't think will be surprising given that context, is that women are at a loss for how to talk about it. When we were doing these focus groups, 9 out of 10 women said, I've never had a conversation like this before. Not with my mother, not with my doctor, not with my best friend. And here they're having it in a focus group setting with, you know, essentially a stranger. Because once you start the conversation for women, they do have language, they do have feelings, they do have thoughts, they just don't have many situations to express them.
And that's why I'm so thrilled that we are starting this conversation and helping to give a language for our sexual satisfaction. Because I want to go back to, again, what I have seen and my belief is that when women are sexually satisfied as well as feeling beautiful, and they kind of go hand in hand as well, that's when we can have a greater impact in the world in a positive way. So I think it's an absolutely essential conversation, and I do believe that now is the time. So please get in on the conversation with us here today. I've got Rachel for the next half an hour to continue to talk with us. Call in with your questions. If you come up with a question for us, and I know you've got them out there, the number to call in is 800-930-2819. And if you have a question, you're going to win a 2-pack of Zestra and get entered into these amazing contests that they have going on. So really dig deep, ladies. Would love to hear from you. We'll be back after a short break with more.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Coach Betty Live, and I have got Rachel Braun Sherrill on the line. And interestingly enough, she had to take a quick call from her son, so she's doing the mom multitasking thing. So let me again just summarize a little bit about what we're talking about here. So we're talking about women's sexual satisfaction, why it's important. Why is it important for you to really notice and become aware of how fulfilled you are sexually? Because it actually impacts greatly how you feel about yourself and also your health. Those are, that's like a couple of good reasons why you should be paying attention to it. And I have noticed as my clients become more happy just in their lives through greater sexual satisfaction, they have increased confidence and courage to ask for anything they want and need. And they also learn to have an appreciation for men. You know, we're not leaving the men out of this picture at all. It's like Chris was mentioning at the break that he would like to get some of this Zestra too. He wants to increase women's sexual satisfaction. So men, we're interested in your questions as well. And one more time on the giveaway, we have got a 2-pack of Zestra that is going to be given away to anyone that calls in or emails in with a question. The phone number to call again is 1-800-930-2819, or you can email Chris, C-R-I-S, at WBLQ.net.
I'm back, Coach Betty.
All right. All right, Mom. Yeah. Great. You know, sometimes we just have to be the mom, and that is important as well. So listen, what I want to start talking about now a little bit is your experience with Zestra. You've been heading up this product for the last couple of years and done all of this research. And so tell me, what are your customers reporting?
That's probably one of the most exciting parts of the job that Mary and I enjoy. I mean, obviously we're in a business, but to hear the impact that this is really making on women's lives, we get calls and testimonials and emails every day talking about how Zestra really changed their lives. And at the risk of being overdramatic, our very favorite one, we say we're doing God's work sometimes at the office, is "This stuff really works, thank you, God," or "Zestra changed my life," or "Zestra changed my marriage," or "I didn't know I could smile again. I had my first orgasm in 22 years. Whatever it is, every day we're getting calls and emails and women share stories online that talk about this impact that this product has had. And a large part of it is because they've never thought about it or talked about it before. It's not that women aren't thinking about sex or they don't care about sex, but in the priority list of all the things they have in their life, sometimes it's not quite as high as they hope or their partners hope.
Yeah. So you guys are absolutely seeing results, and people are telling you that you're doing God's work. And, you know, Chris was just saying this on the break, too, is like, really, we are all walking around on this planet because in most cases someone has had sex. So that's why I am passionate about it, just making this an open conversation where everyone can increase their satisfaction, men and women alike. Okay, Rachel, we have actually got a caller on the line who wants to go on with a question. So are you game for just letting Karen from Seattle come on?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So, Chris, go ahead and send Karen through. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Karen?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thanks for calling in to Coach Betty Live. You've got a question. Have you been listening to our discussion? And what's your question?
Well, I have only been able to catch a little bit of the show because I'm working, but I do have it on in my office. And I work as a nurse practitioner here in a university setting. And I heard the statistic about that Rachel mentioned, or maybe it was you, Betty, mentioned 3 to 5% of OBGYNs or maybe family practice docs actually even talk to women about sexuality. And I just want to put a plug in for nurse practitioners, first of all, that say you may want to look at nurse practitioners in general. As we tend to talk more about sex with our patients, I think, because we spend a little bit more time and we do see the importance of that as part of the whole person. And I love the work that you're doing, Betty, and the Zestra work, Rachel, is fabulous. I've recommended it to patients of mine, and it has definitely improved sexual satisfaction in terms of actual performance. But what I'm really wishing would also help is more research on looking at inhibited sexual desire for women. And Betty, I think you're definitely alluding to that as far as, you know, being organic and orgasmic and, you know, kind of centering and coming, you know, to turn off all of the things that women have to think about every day. But most of what I see and what my patients talk to me about is that they've lost libido entirely. And from my understanding of Zestra, it's primarily used for the actual sexual encounter, not so much for arousal. Is that right, Rachel?
It's partially right. I want to go back to the first thing you said, Karen, which is absolutely nurse practitioners are some of our most staunch supporters. We do a lot of sampling, and we're happy to send you some samples for your patients because the nurse practitioner relationship, I think, and the kinds of people who go into that kind of work is set up so there is a much more personal conversation, and that's one of the reasons that we've had so much success with nurse practitioners talking to their patients. In terms of what the product does, from a clinical standpoint, the results of the clinical study were that it improves arousal and desire. As well as feelings of desire and feelings of arousal. So when you talk about it from the endpoints that you would define in a clinical study, that is the case. What we find, you had distinguished arousal, is that women don't know always the distinction. Do they not have desire because they're not aroused, or are they not aroused because they don't have desire? So the distinction we think often is less important to the woman, but what Zestra does is has an impact on both of them.
So you could suggest using this product even up to an hour or two prior to sexual activity to enhance interest in sex? I mean, if the woman has, so you're just saying basically use this product whether or not you're in the mood or you have any sense of libido about you at all.
I don't know that I would phrase it that way, but the way it works
I wouldn't phrase it that way, of course.
is that you use it immediately right before an interaction, and obviously that sometimes happens when your head isn't in the game 100%. But using it an hour before, it peaks. It works in 3 to 5 minutes, peaks at 10 minutes, and tails off at 45. So we would suggest that you engage in intimacy during that time period. Can it? Mm-hmm. Am I saying that it acts on your neurons to change your mental desire? Not at all. What I'm saying is that when you apply it and your body starts to respond and you feel that tingling and warming that we call the zestra rush, your mind then often has an opportunity to join in and to start to feel that desire and arousal.
Yes, yeah. No, that makes sense. And I think that the one of the harder topics is for the woman that and what I see a lot of is the busy mom of two small children that has absolutely no interest whatsoever in having sexual relations with her partner, and that I think is the harder problem. Oftentimes, I'll ask them if that's the case.
One of the interesting. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say what I'll ask them, that once they are sexually active, you know, do they have difficulty with sexual response or orgasm? And typically that will not be the situation. It's more the inhibited desire, at least in the age group of, I would say, the 30 to 40-year-old range.
One of the interesting things when we talk about...
You know what, Rachel, hold your response here. We're going to need to take a break in just a minute. But let's Karen, can you hang on the line for us here?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So when we come back, Rachel is going to be responding to, you know, this whole idea about inhibited sex. So stay tuned. We got a juicy conversation here, folks.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on Transformation AcashaNationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Okay, it's Coach Betty live. I'm back with Rachel Braun Schurl of Sempre Laboratories, producer of this product, Zestra. And we also have a caller on the line, Karen from Seattle, Washington. And Karen, I'm happy to let you know that you were the first to call in, so you won the Zestra Romance Pack. So I've got her information. Yeah, we'll be sending that to you. And for the other callers out there, for the next about 10, 12 minutes, we are going to be continuing to take calls. So please, if you call in, you will also receive a two-pack from Zestra. And we have a code that you can type in if you go to Zestra.com. And it is 253-FREE, and you will get 5% off of any order that you put in. So let's
Betty,
get
I'm sorry to jump in. It is the letter Z, the number five, and then the word free.
Oh, thank you. When I wrote it down, my Z looked like a two. Thank you for that. Okay, let's get back to this juicy conversation. So Karen was asking about the inhibited feelings that women have, and that from what she has seen in her as a nurse practitioner, that has been more of an issue. And Rachel was just about to answer when we needed to take a break. So please carry on, Rachel.
Well, there's a couple of different things. That is absolutely true. What we do know from research that seems to be fairly well accepted is that the average, if there's such a thing as an average woman, that woman in a committed relationship tends to have sexual intimacy once a week. So we start with the premise that if she's engaging in it, that she might as well enjoy it. The second piece is for the busy moms, what we learned when we were doing market research and doing all these focus groups was we say that Zestra starts to work in 3 to 5 minutes. And for the younger moms, what they said, or the people with younger families, well, that's great because sometimes that's all I have is 3 to 5 minutes. When you talk to some of the older women who might have had some changes due to menopause or they felt that the body was responding more slowly, they said, oh, great, 3 to 5 minutes. That way at least I'll know that my body's going to respond. So this concept of, are we transforming their brain so they think they're interested and they're not? No. I mean, this isn't a drug. It's topical. It's hormone-free. It's safe. But is it having an impact on women's ability to be involved and be interested? Absolutely. What we certainly hear from women is once they start using it, they know that it's going to be enjoyable the next time, so they're more likely to have sex the next time. And that their partners, about 70% of their partners, say, wow, whatever you were using, keep doing that, because it has an impact in how she responds and certainly how he responds to her.
Fabulous. Well, and I'm so excited, Karen, you're still on the line here with us, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm excited that Rachel has generously offered to give you some samples so that you can now experience some of this with your patients as well. And so very briefly, Karen, since you've waited on the line so patiently with us here, can you briefly describe what you hear from your patients around their sex and their sexual satisfaction? Because you're obviously one of the 3 to 5% that are talking to their patients.
Well, it's pretty hard to summarize it briefly. I think it's all over the map. If I were to generalize any group, it would be the working mother of small children at this point with the busyness factor and not being interested. But what you're saying, Rachel, is, you know, makes perfect sense. They're having sex anyway and not enjoying it. Enhancing their enjoyment will certainly help them want it the next time. I have one quick question about postmenopausal vaginas in terms of Zestra. Have you seen any side effects in terms of irritation to these women that may have some atrophy?
We haven't seen irritation, and in the clinical study that we did, it did include a large population of postmenopausal women. What I can say, though, is there appear to be about 25% of women who still need lubrication. Zestra is not a lubricant. It's an essential oil. It does sometimes, it does for a lot of women create self-lubrication through the arousal process. But for some women, they also need a lubricant on top of that. But I haven't seen anything from the research that we've seen that menopausal women don't respond just as well as women in other categories.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for all the work you're doing. I think it's wonderful. I appreciate your time.
And I so appreciate your call in, Karen.
Thanks for all the work you do, spending time with your patients.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure. I love my work. So, okay, well, I got to get going. Thanks for chatting.
All right. Thank you again, Karen. Okay. So, yeah, it's this, your product, as you have in your advertising and marketing, that this is really good for women of all ages. And so addresses Karen's question about menopausal women. It works for you too. May need a lubricant to go along with it. Is there a specific
lubricant? If you do that, you should apply the Zestra first, allow it to absorb, and then apply the lubricant as you would normally.
And is there a lubricant that's very natural that you can also recommend?
There are a couple. I'm reluctant to recommend one over the other, but I think if women do some searching and look for all-natural lubricants, there are quite a number.
Yeah, and that's what I would absolutely recommend as well, to really search out something that's really natural, and that's what I've loved about this product, Zestra, all along. So,
one of the things that we found interesting, both in talking to men and women, is that even the mere discussion, talking about options, talking about how to increase your sexual satisfaction, talking about improving your intimacy, that has an impact. You know, we heard from many, many women in the course of the focus groups, wow, my husband is so happy I'm even here. He's happy that I'm even talking about it before they even know that they might learn about a product or they might learn about additional options. It's even starting the conversation is pretty critical.
Yeah, and, you know, that's why I'm talking about it so passionately, too. And I love it that you just said that, because often, you know, when we actually speak the words about what we're experiencing, it takes all the charge out of it. You know, there's no shame in it. Again, you know, let me remind you that you are not alone if you are not feeling very satisfied sexually. Many, many, almost half of the population from these statistics are reporting that they have some kind of difficulty or concern about it. So you're not alone. It's so okay. And let's just start talking about it, because again, we're all on this planet because somebody had sex. And so I think that to have a satisfying sexual relationship could really begin to shift many things in a more positive direction. So let's take a question from somebody that has written in. Here is RT. She's writing in from Connecticut, and she says, my baby is 6 months old, and I have not wanted to have sex since she was born. Will Zestra help? Do you have any other ideas?
Well, we certainly have heard from lots and lots of women who have just had babies, a real drop in their desire. And that is a combination often of change in hormones as a result of the pregnancy, as well as just the demands and the realities of taking care of a baby. So we have heard that from many, many women, and we speak to lots of moms, and we communicate with lots of mom bloggers who say that women have, lots of their readers and listeners have tried it, and it's had a huge impact. So I would encourage you, assuming, you know, that your doctor gave you the all clear after having the baby, that this might be something that you consider, because it really does seem to make a difference for lots and lots of women that we hear from.
Okay. Well, great. Oh, my gosh. Our time is almost up here. Unfortunately, we can't take any more calls. But if people want to continue this conversation, Rachel, what areas can they write to you directly? I know you have a blog, and it just let's talk about some ways that people can actually get information and keep talking about this.
Well, we have a tremendous amount of information on our website, which is Zestra.com. We also have opportunities where you can share your story with us if you want. But the best way, I would say, is to contact us. I'm at rvsherrill at sempre.com. You can send in a question to info@sempre.com. That's S-E-M, as in Michael, P-R-A-E.com. Or call our customer service number at 1-877-4-ZESTRA, Z-E-S-T-R-A. I direct people to our website because there really is a tremendous amount of information about how a woman might increase her desire, conditions that affect her desire, lots of the different, what doctors are saying, what other women who have tried the product are saying. It's just all kinds of different information that you might want to know when you're thinking about turning up the heat or adding something to your relationship.
Fabulous. Well, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And remember, go to Zestra.com, Z-E-S-T-R-A. Type in the code Z as in zebra, 53-F-R-E-E, and you get 5% off of your order. Thank you so much, Rachel. It's been a pleasure once again talking with you and just hearing all the great work that you're up to.
Thank you so much, Coach Betty, and best of luck in all the wonderful things you're doing to improve women's lives.
Thank you. All right, folks. Next week, I have another amazing guest, Olga Ora. She's a former Olympic gold medal gymnast from the Ukraine who overcame bipolar and bulimia through rediscovering her sexuality. So she's got a fascinating story, and she is so passionate. You won't want to miss it. So have an organic and orgasmic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.